worked on personally.
主告诉我有些事情，我生命的事情，我必须要对付。
And I'm not afraid because I know He will give me the power to do that.
我并不害怕，因为他将给我力量，能够对付这些事情。
He's my best friend, and He loves me.
他是我的最好的朋友，他爱我。
And He uses you, my friend.
他也用你们你们我的朋友来帮助我。
And it doesn't matter whether you're strong in the Lord or weak, He still uses you.
不管你的主里面有是强还是弱，他照样的能使用你的。
We need one another in Christ.
在主里面，我们彼此都有需要。
Okay, so I'm going to show the definition for evangelism that we use.
我要上面给你看什么叫定义一下，什么叫传福音。
I think I'm going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going the wrong way. How do I go back? Can I go back here?
No, you're going down.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You're getting a very quick sermon here.
Yeah.
It's very easy to add if you follow the arrows. Okay. Evangelism is sharing Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, calling for a response, and leaving the results to God.
传福音就是说靠着圣灵的能力把耶稣基督和人分享，使他们得到流通，得到反应，让他们有反应，最后把他们交托在神的手中，把结果交在神的手中。
As Christians, we are always sharing Jesus Christ.
作为基督徒，我们就是经常随时随地都可能在传福音。
Sometimes it's good advertising, sometimes it's not so good.
就像做广告的，有时候做得好，有时候做得不好。
People are watching us to see what God is doing in our lives.
周围人都在看，主在我们的生活中到底在做什么。
And sharing Jesus Christ isn't just being nice, just being good.
跟人家谈介绍耶稣基督，并不是说我们怎么样叫做得怎么好，是不是对人怎么好。
It's not just behaving ourselves or having self-control.
并不是说自己要表现得怎么好。
Sharing Jesus Christ is actually sharing the gospel.
传福音真的是要给人家分享这个福音。
And the gospel is our sins prevent us from having a relationship with God.
福音里所讲到就是说，因为是我们的罪，我们就不能和神有所连接。
And so we use this bridge illustration.
所以我用这个桥的这个，用这么一个比喻，这么一个形象的比喻来说明这个。
Before Christ, you're on the left-hand side. For myself, I was selfish, rebellious, and didn't think God liked me.
在信主之前，我就像这个左边这个人，很自私，很反叛，然后这个这样。
I thought God liked good people and I was not a good person.
我以为神是喜欢所谓好人，但是我自己不好。
My sin separated me from God.
因为我的罪把我与神隔绝。
I was hopeless with no power to change.
我完全没有希望，也没有能力来改变自己。
But Jesus made a way.
但是耶稣为我提供了一条道路。
He made a way for me to get across.
他让我建了这个桥，让我能够过去。
I needed to trust what Jesus did for me on the cross.
就是相信耶稣在十字架上为我所做的一切。
He says he is God in human flesh.
他说他是神成为人的样子。
He says he came to die for my sin.
他说他来是为我的罪而死。
He said he would rise from the dead in 3 days.
他说他三天之后要从死里复活。
And he would set me free from my sin.
他可以让我从罪里释放出来。
He would give me power to live differently.
他会给我力量，让我过一种不同的生活。
Power to get along with others.
有能力与别人相处。
Power to receive love from him.
有能力从他那里接受他的爱。
Power to love him back.
也有能力能够回去，能够也能爱神。
Power to love other believers.
也能够爱别的处理其他的弟兄姊妹。
And even power to like myself.
而且有能力能够喜欢我自己。
You see, I didn't like myself before I was a Christian. I was desperate.
我很绝望。
But God met me where I was at.
但正好那个时候我遇见了神。
He canceled my sin and gave me a brand new life in Christ.
他取消了我的罪, 让我一个, 给我个新的生命。
And that's how you wind up over there.
这样子你就到了右边这边和神在一起了。
This is the bridge illustration.
这就是一个桥的比喻。
You could be talking with someone in a restaurant.
你可能在饭店里和什么人在谈话。
And take out a napkin and draw this picture.
那个时候也许你可以拿张餐巾纸来把这个图画一下。
You could text somebody this information.
你可以把这个把它给转信送给人家。
Maybe the whiteboard at work or in the lunchroom.
在工作时候在你一个白板上面也可以画一画。
It's very easy.
很容易画。
But you have to practice.
但是还是需要练习的。
Some of you do this.
你有些人已经这样做了。
Some of you are afraid to do this.
有些人不敢这样做。
I understand.
我理解。
When you're knowledgeable, you're confident.
当你知道懂真正懂的时候你就非常有自信。
When you practice, you're confident.
你多练了练习多了你就会更自信。
It's like speaking Chinese, I wouldn't even try.
就像说中文一样像我是根本敢的试都不敢试。
So I don't.
所以我就不会说中文。
So I would like us to look at this illustration because this is the calling for a response.
看这里就讲到是我们要怎么样来得到人们的回应。
On the left side in the pink, it says, I don't have a personal relationship with God.
这里有三种情况，第一个是说我还跟神没有个人的关系。
I would like a personal relationship with God.
又有人是说我希望跟神有这样的个人的关系。
Or I have a personal relationship with God.
或者说我已经有这样子的一种关系。
So you can ask the person, do they need revival or spiritual awakening?
所以你可以问他你所需要的是灵里的觉醒呢，还是灵里的复兴？
I have talked to people in 1 minute and gotten to hear.
我有一次跟人家讲话，讲一分钟我们就谈到这个话题了。
Others I've known for 10 years and not even gotten to hear.
还有人我认识了10年也没有机会跟他讲过。
You just have to walk with the Spirit.
你只好随着圣灵的引导来走。
But it is very important to share the gospel.
但是分享这个福音，总是非常的重要。
People are not saved by us being good.
人们信则是我们的行为好而被得救。
People are saved by Jesus Christ.
人们信耶稣基督而得救。
They must hear his word.
他们一定要听到耶稣的话。
If you've been spiritually awakened and you're living in revival, God wants to reach out to lost people around you through you. This is really living.
如果你真的是在灵里面已经觉醒、已经复苏的话，神就会要你去出去把这个福音和别人分享，和周围的人分享，这才是真正的生活。
You may be very excited about your abilities and talents and work and accomplishments.
也许你根据能力、你的特长、你的各种的才能，觉得非常的骄傲。
But until you trusted in Jesus to help you make a disciple, you're missing something.
就当时当你去传福音，让人家成为神的这个门徒的时候，你才发现你的能力是非常有限的。
It's kind of like raising kids.
就像养育孩子一样。
It's the most challenging thing in the world, but it's really fun.
这是世界上最难的一件事情，但是也是有很多的乐趣。
And you will fail miserably at times.
经常我们都输得很惨。But
that's okay.
但是没有关系。
We need to try.
我们还是要继续的尝试。
Okay, let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们现在看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
The Thessalonian church was growing in difficult times. The Apostle Paul was exhorting them to build them up. I think these are timeless exhortations for us even today. So if you were to just look at this passage, maybe when you get home, maybe at the dinner table tonight, or maybe in your devotions this week, take a deeper look at it.
希望你今天回去以后，在你自己的灵修时间里，把这一段经文仔细的读一下。
But as part of your personal revival this morning, let's think of these things.
好，让我先看这些事。
To live at peace with one another.
首先我们要能够彼此和睦。
That means you don't just get along.
也就是说我们就是处得来而已。
That means you genuinely like each other.
而是要真正彼此喜欢。
How do we do that?
怎么样才能做到这一点呢?
We're all so different.
每个人都不一样。
We like different things our way.
我们喜欢东西也不一样，我们做事的方法也不一样。
We like different tastes, different looks, different sounds.
我们所喜欢的声音，我们喜欢的味道，我们都不一样。
A friend of mine used to say, "You need to die to self."
有朋友对我说，你必须对自己死。
Die to self.
怎么才能对自己死呢？
That means I don't get my way all the time.
听说不是怎么做，就按照我的意思来做。
Yeah.
Right.
So what does that mean?
它是什么意思呢？
To live at peace with one another.
能够彼此和睦相处。
Let's see that in action.
让我们再看怎么样在行动中怎么样来做到这个。
Verse 14 is what is called an admonition.
第十四节是一个警戒警告。
But it's not a warning like get out of there.
那并不是一种好像很粗暴的一种警告。
It's more instructive.
而是一种劝诫。
Kind of like a drill sergeant but nicer.
像个就是你在军队里，人家来跟你训练那个军官一样，就是你很严格，但是对为了你好。
I believe Alex T is finding out all about this right now.
然后这个Alex这个时候正在经历这一切。
They really do love him.
他们那些训练他的人一定都很爱他。
But they are instructing him.
但他们对他也是很严格。
Sometimes we need to do the same. Loving, coaching, instructing.
这也是在我们之间互相劝诫的时候，应该是这样子。
Jesus calls us sheep.
耶稣把我们称为是羊。
Sheep wander.
羊会这个漫无目的地走来走去。
Sheep don't do much but graze.
羊除了吃草，别的不干什么。
They sit around eating.
他们整天吃着吃吃喝喝。
It actually sounds kind of inviting right now.
听起来好像是我们想做的事。
But the Lord has work for us to do.
但是主有工作要我们做。
He wants to live through us.
他通过我们把生命活出来。
He wants to love others through us.
他要通过我们来爱别的人。
But some in this scripture are lazy and some are idle.
但是讲到有些人是 很懒惰，无所事事。
It's kind of like when you're a teenager and you don't want to mow the lawn.
就像一个青少年，他有时候要去割草。
And you don't want to take out the garbage.
他不想去割草，不想把垃圾拿出去。
I want to return it to the farm.
Yes, sir.
And you don't want to take your laundry to the laundry.
衣服脏了，不懒得把它拿到这个洗衣机去。
You're believing the dishes will magically do themselves.
你以为那个你的脏的碗放在池子里自己就会干净。
And someone else will clean it up.
因为别的人可以把它洗了。
Oh, to be a teenager.
So 最后这个青少年就是还挺什么味道
So again, the Lord wants to live through us, so we should not be lazy, we should not be idle.
但是神要让我们他通过他让我们活出我们的生命，所以我们不应该懒惰不应该这个什么都不做。
The Kirk Landry of the Dallas Cowboys said this.
是达拉斯这个牛仔队一些他的教练这样说。
It's a football team.
是一个那个。American football?
He said, my job is to help men.
他说我的责任就是让这些年轻人这些人
do the things they don't want to do.
去做那些他们自己本来不愿意去做的事情
to become who they want to become.
这样他们才会成为他们自己所希望成为的人。
And they're human beings like us.
他们这些人我们也都一样。
They would do the very least they had to do.
一般人就是你做什么就是做得越少越好。
Because it is exhausting.
因为做很累嘛。
Okay. Verse 14 as well, it says, be patient toward everyone, especially the weak.
他说还要这个要向众人忍耐，特别是要扶助那些软弱的人。
I found there's always people who do things better than me.
我总觉得别人做什么都比我做得好。
They do it smarter, faster.
他们做得更快做的这个更做的方法更好。
And I try really hard at things.
可是我做起来就很累。
But someone who's really good at something might think I'm weak.
但是那些做得好的人觉得我这个人很软弱。
So I appreciate your patience.
所以我对你们的对我的耐心非常的感谢。
What does this really mean?
这到底什么意思呢？
It means that we have to let Jesus control our minds and our mouths.
但是我们要让耶稣来掌控我们的脑子和我们的口。
And now I'm preaching to myself.
现在我是这个讲道是对我自己在讲。
Because I have to admit, I'm not very good at this.
因为我自己知道我这方面做得不好。
But I thank God that I'm married to Nancy, who is full of grace and mercy.
但是我感谢主，让我和 Nancy 结婚结合因为她身上有很多的恩典。
One time I asked our oldest son for some help.
有一次我请我的这个大儿子做点事情。
Aaron is 34 now.
他现在已经是
34，
已经34岁了。
He was about 25 when I asked him this.
我请他做这件事的他是25岁。
I said, Aaron, how can I be better at what I say?
我跟这个老人说这个我在说话是怎么样能够说得更好一点呢？
He's very sweet and very kind, and he thought for a long time.
他非常这个很有耐心，想了半天这样子说。
He said, Dad, You might want to think longer before you speak.
他说这个爸爸你应该每次讲话之前应该多想一想再讲。
I love that guy. He is exactly right.
但是他是对的。
So, there are times when there are others around us who are weak, we need to lift them up, not point at their weakness.
当我们说我有比我软弱的人的时候我们应该真是能够忍耐他们而不要去指出他们的那个弱特点。
That helps us grow in the Lord.
这帮助我们在主里面成长。
Look at this question. Jesus is long-suffering. Is Jesus long-suffering with you?
这个耶稣是不是对你有长久的耐心呢？
Long-suffering is different than patience.
这个中文很难说。Long-suffering 的这个长久忍耐和一般的这个忍耐是不一样的。
Andy was very patient with me.
You too.
My wife is more long-suffering.
我的太太比我更能够长久忍耐。
35 years.
忍耐了35年。
You should make that at least the starting point in dealing with those around you. Be long-suffering, great patience.
当你和别人交往的时候，这个很先从这个恒久忍耐来做。
Give people room to grow and own their walk with Jesus.
甚至当他们有空间，让他们自己成长，让他们自己跟耶稣能够建立关系和耶稣一同行。
And ask the Lord for resurrection power to strengthen you and give you patience.
And 求神让他复活这个能力给你，让你自己能够有耐心。
And if you've exhausted that patience, ask for more.
如果你的耐心用完了，那就求神给你再多给你一点耐心。
There's plenty where that came from.
在神那里可以得到很多的耐心。
In verse 15, it says to pursue the things that are good.
在15节他说要常常要追求良善。
That means pursue the things that are good.
就是做那些良善的事情。
It's very straightforward.
这是很直截了当的。
Verse 16 is very familiar. Rejoice always.
16节我们都非常熟悉，要常常喜乐。
In the original biblical language, that means rejoice always.
在真正原文里面是说是一直不是常常喜乐，是永远是喜乐。
You see what I mean? It's very simple.
这也是很简单。
But when you're faced with a difficult time, a struggle,
但是当你遇到困境的时候，
when you're deep in a problem or hurting because of the situation,
当你在非常大的问题当中你很痛苦的时候，
it's possible to pull away from that activity.
如果可能的话，从那个里面出来。
And say, Lord, I need to rejoice in this.
你接着说，尽管这样，我还是需要喜乐。
But I'm focusing on the problem, not on you.
但是我在专注在看我自己的问题，而没有专注在你身上。
Let's work on this together, Lord, so I might rejoice.
主求你和我一起来对付这个事情，让我能够有喜乐。
Lord, you are with me in this difficulty.
因为在这个困境中，你与我同在。
Even though this isn't going to have a good result, you're still with me.
尽管这个结果不好，不会好，但是你还是与我同在。
Then verse 17 says, pray without ceasing.
在十七节说要不住的祷告。
And finally, always give thanks and be grateful.
最后还是要凡事谢恩。
Those are three pearls together. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks.
这是三颗很宝贵的珍珠，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
And when we wear those pearls as a necklace, it makes you gorgeous.
当你能够这个谢珍珠那个穿起来戴在穿戴身上的时候，你的生活真是会非常的喜乐。
Even you guys will look gorgeous with that.
你可以看起来非常的漂亮，就是你们是男的，戴了这样的这种珍珠的项链也会非常的漂亮。
In verses 19 to 22, it's listen to the Holy Spirit, His messages.
在这个节奏上不要消灭圣灵的感动。
His messages are for edification.
因为这个他的圣灵的这些感动这些教导是为了要建造你。
They're through your pastor and your teacher.
通过你们的牧师，通过你们的服侍的老师。
Messages of edification through the worship leaders.
通过带领敬拜的弟兄姊妹来把这个信息能够传递给你。
Messages even through the announcement.
就是在我们开会一些最后有些通知的那些宣布一些事项的时候，这个时候也有信息。
The Lord is speaking through His teachers and leaders.
主通过所有各个服侍他的人来把这个信息传递给你。
And the word edification means building structure.
就是说建造是怎么让别人能够成长。
He is building on his foundation and adding to the structure.
他为我们建立的根基，他在上面来建造你。
But God's kingdom does not just go up, it goes out.
但是神的国度不但是往上增长，也要往外扩张。
And you are experiencing this here at the Olympia Tennis Christian Church.
你们在这里，你们的中国教会这里，你们正在经历这样的神的国度的扩张。
You are growing up but also drawing out.
啊，你们往上长，也往外长。
And I'm not talking about your personal size.
我不是讲，不是，我不是讲你的身体，你的这个，你的肉体在往又往上长，又往外长。
This is about Jesus in and through us.
就是我们是在代表基督的身体要这样长大。
And as the Lord leads, we will see this in Lacey as well.
当神将带领我们之后，我们可以在当我们去雷斯以后，也可以看到同样的增长。
As I sat here during worship, I need to say this. As I sat during worship, hearing the Chinese was like a song to my ears.
但是我坐在这里，我们敬拜的时候，我们听到这个听你们讲中文，你们中文就像唱歌一样。
I could only see the many people who are going to come to faith in Christ.Continually here.
我甚至相信看到会越来越多的人来这里来遇见耶稣。
There's a sincerity and devotion to the Lord that is very sweet.
在你们先看到他们对神的一种委身甚至非常的一种让我看到觉得非常的好。
It's very special. It's from the Lord.
很特别，是来自神的。
Remember, though, we can get in the way of that.
但是也记得我们也会成为。这些事情中间，我们成为其中的阻碍，也会成为。
That's why we look at these scriptures and say, Lord, what are you doing in me today?
所以我们要通过经节的问神说，今天你要在我身上做什么
？Good. I want to change gears right now.
现在要换一个话题。
And end with three illustrations.
讲三件事情。
These have to do with the evangelism training we're doing in student ministries right now.
这个是三件事情是我们目前在青少年团体正在讲的。
I'm going to share three styles of evangelism today and three next month.
今天我会讲三种传福音的不同的风格，然后在下一次会讲另外三种风格。
These are three general styles. There are many more.
这只是很笼统的，那个三种这个风格，当然有很多不同的风格。
These were developed by the youth pastor I know at Willow Creek Community Church near Chicago.
这个当天这些风格是我是是提出来是在芝加哥有一个教会的牧师提出来的。
Bill Buckley.
Bill Buckley.
So let's see, 这张合照。Okay.
The youth enjoy these little faces that come in with the side.I'm going to put your pictures in here pretty soon. The first is confrontational.
第一种这个风格是一种针锋相对的一种风格。
Next is intellectual.
第二种是一种知识型的理性的一种传福音的风格。
Then testimonial.
还有一种是见证分享型。
Followed by interpersonal.
这是关怀型。
Invitational.
邀请型。
And servant,
服侍型。
You can see these are six different styles.
你可以看到这个六种不同的风格。
What's amazing is some of you have some of these, some of you have many of these.
有的人只有一种风格，有的人会有各种不同的风格。
But all of you have some way.
但是你每个人都有其中的某种风格，记得。
We'll just look at the first three quickly.
今天我们很快的看一下。开始的三种风格。
The confrontational style is from the second chapter of the book of Acts.
这种针锋相对的这种风格呢，我们可以在使徒行传里面，第二章里面的彼得的这个讲道中看到。
Peter the apostle was preaching.
彼得这个使徒彼得正在讲道。
But this is the day of Pentecost.
那是五旬节的那一天。
I need to back up. Before he was preaching, he was in prayer.
在他祷告之前，在他讲道之前，他在祷告。
That is why I did not wear a tie today.
这是为什么今天我没有带领带。
No tie, no suit.
没有领带，也没有这个西装也没有。
Peter was not ready to preach a sermon.
彼得并没有准备好要讲道。
He had not worked on his PowerPoint all night.
也没有晚上来做这些幻灯片。
He didn't have some fantastic illustrations to bring his sermon to a close.
还没有那些漂亮的那些照片什么来做例子。
He was simply walking with the Lord.
他只是与主同行。
The Spirit of God came upon Peter.
啊，这个神的灵降临在他身上。
And it says those 120 were filled with the Spirit.
他告诉这个120个人已经被圣灵充满。
They began proclaiming the good works of God in Jesus Christ.
啊，他们在宣告啊耶稣基督的所做的一些奇妙的工作。
And those who heard them heard Peter speaking in their own languages.
啊，那些人彼得讲到他们用自己是他们自己的语言听到这个讲道。
Many of these people were visiting from all over the Roman Empire.
啊，很多人从罗马帝国的各地来啊听他这个讲道。
We know these were audible languages because the people understood them from their different places.
我们知道他们都能够听得懂，因为他们听就很多从不同地方来的，但他们好像他们都能听懂。
But at the same time, Satan showed up.
同时这个撒旦也出现了。
People who didn't understand what was going on began mocking.
有的人听不懂的人就开始起笑。
They said, "Look, it's 9 in the morning and these guys are drunk."
他们其实这个圣灵充满了，他们说，反正他们说现在早上九点钟，这些人都已经喝醉了。
This is where the confrontational style began.
这个时候就是起了一个冲突。
Peter wasn't mean about it. He just told the truth.
彼得只是要把这个真相告诉大家，把真理告诉大家。
And since this was just a few weeks after Jesus was crucified and resurrected, it was fresh in their mind.
这个时候耶稣刚刚被受死复活以后的刚刚过几个星期，所以这些事情在人们的脑海中还印象非常的深。
The confrontation was simply about that they had nailed Jesus to the cross.
他们所起冲突的是他们所引起争论的地方，就是说他们因为这个他们刚刚把这个耶稣钉十字架。
He spent some time developing his message.
彼得就是花点时间来为他这个讲道做铺垫。
And then he said, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made Jesus both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified."
所以让所有那些以色列的人都知道，确切的知道，神已经让耶稣成为主，成为基督，也就是你们钉十字架的这个耶稣。
When they heard this, they were pierced in their heart.
当他们听到这些话，这个非常的扎心。
The Spirit of God got a hold of their heart.
因为他们的心被圣灵所抓住。
They recognized their sin had nailed Jesus to the cross.
他们意识到是因为他们的罪而把耶稣钉上了十字架。
So they said, "What shall we do then?"
所以他们说，我们该怎么办呢？
"Repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
他说你们要悔改，能够要悔改，然后让你每个人要受洗，在耶稣基督的名里受洗，让你的罪得到赦免，然后来接受圣灵这个礼物。
This was a confrontation.
这是一种冲突，一种。
You rarely have these kind of interactions with people.
这种冲突我们在平时生活中不是经常遇到。
But I've had them.
但是我是遇到过的。
I remember a high school quarterback came to me one day, a football quarterback.
你是我在一个碰到的高中的一个球队的这个 quarterback 的后卫啊。
He was the leader of his team and the most popular in school.
他是这个他们这个队的一个主要的带头人，非常非常的这个人缘非常好。
He heard my message about the gospel and came up to me afterwards.
他听到我关于福音的信息，后来就来找我。
And he cornered me and wanted to ask a question.
他追着我来问我的问题。
He said, "This sounds like if I don't trust Jesus, I'm going to hell."
他说听起来好像什么，如果我不信耶稣的话，我就会去地狱。
And I said, Jesus died to give you life. You won't be missing a thing.
但是我说耶稣为你而死了，所以你不会失去任何东西。
As a matter of fact, your life will just begin once you know Jesus.
啊，当你认识耶稣之后，实际上你不是而不是死，而是你的生命的新的生命会开始。
He took a step back and put his hand on his chin.
他退了一步，然后拖着他的下巴，好像在想一想。
And then he said, "That means I'll probably not be popular anymore."
但是如果我信主的话，我就没有那么多人喜欢我了。
And I won't have the girls that I have anymore.
那女孩子们可能也不会再喜欢我了。
I shrugged my shoulders and said, "You never know."
我说你怎么知道呢？
He said, "I can't become a Christian."
他说我不能做基督徒。
And he walked away.
他就走开了。
It broke my heart.
让我很伤心。
But he did a true evaluation. He did.
但是他这个在做了一个很。
He looked at it in truth.
但是他是确实是这个念旧的一个现实。
He judged between life with Jesus and life in this world.
所以他把这个和基督在一起的这个生命和这个在世界上这个生活做了个对比。
Because he thought the world would give him more life.
他觉得这个世界可以让他生活过得更好。
No. Sad.
是令人伤心的。
So, three characteristics of the confrontational style are confidence, assertiveness, and being direct.
这种冲突型的、针锋相对型的这种传福音呢，有三个特点。一种是传福音的人是很自信，也是很比较强势的，还是比较直截了当。
Let's look at the next example, the intellectual style.
那么下一种第二种风格是一种。理智型的。
This is the Apostle Paul in Acts 17.
这个例子可以在使徒行传十七章这个保罗的这个传道中也是很好的一个例子。
This is when Paul goes into Athens and sees all the idols on Mars Hill.
这时候保罗去这个雅典看到各种各样的偶像。
He even sees an idol that says to an unknown God.
他甚至有一个偶像。他们说的是说，他们敬拜一个不未知的神。
Since the people there worship everything, including an unknown god.
所以人他们什么都崇拜，什么偶像，连这个不知道东西也崇拜。
Paul had familiarized himself with the Athenians.
但是保罗非常了解这些雅典的这些人。
He knew their poet.And he had read their stuff.
知道这里有很多的诗人，所以看过他们的诗。
He was able to converse with them on their level.
他可以跟他们同样的这种知识的这个层次上和他们交流。
And if you read chapter 17, they call Paul an idle babbler.
所以这个如果你看过这个十七章的话，可以他们把这个。保罗叫做一个这个什么，就是刚才这个喋喋不休的这个讲废话的人，是吧
？An idle babbler means a seed picker.
他是
a seed picker.
他是就像一个专门挑刺的人，可能是说的。
Yeah, so they're saying he's picking seeds off the ground.
他是就像这个捡在地上捡这个种子一样。
And he's taking scraps from others.
他从别人那里去把东西收集来。
So they were mocking Paul.
就他们在取笑和嘲笑保罗。
It did not affect Paul or his message.
但是并不影响保罗自己的他的情绪，影响他的信息。
He kept ministering to them with the truth.
他用真理还是来教导他们。
And some believed.
但有人就相信了。
The three characteristics of the intellectual style are curious,analytical and logical.
这种知识型的理性型的这种传福音的这个特点是第一个是只能够激发人家去思考的，是能够有分析的，而且是有逻辑推理的。
I believe many of our students are intellectual style.
像我们很多的这里的学生都是属于这种类型的。
I look forward to seeing God do great things.
我希望看到他们身上的能够做好大事。
And finally, the testimonial style.
最后是一种见证分享性。
This is the blind man in John chapter 9.
这个例子可以在约翰福音第九章那个瞎子，耶稣医治瞎子那个例子中看到。
He was born blind, and Jesus made some mud and put it on his eyes.
这个人是生来就眼瞎的，然后耶稣从地上拿了点泥土，把它抹了一下，抹在他的眼睛上。
Then he instructed the blind man to go wash in a pool.
然后他叫这个瞎眼的人去一个池子里面去洗一下。
The pool was on the other side of the city.
那个池子是在城的另外一边。
And the man went and washed.
所以那个人就过去去洗了。
And a man born blind could see.
那些生来瞎眼的人就能看见了。
He was healed on the Sabbath.
他是在那个安息日那天被医治的。
The Pharisees did not like this.
法利赛人不太喜欢这个。
This created a confrontation.
这就引起了一个冲突。
They asked the blind man, "How is it that you see?"
他问这个瞎眼人说：“你怎么就能看见了呢？”
So his testimony was that Jesus healed me.
所以他就做了见证，是耶稣医治了我。
But he had never seen Jesus.
但他自己本人根本没有见过耶稣。
The last time they were around, he was blind.
他见到耶稣的时候，他的眼睛还是瞎的。
But the Pharisees knew it was Jesus.
但是这个法利赛人知道是耶稣医治了他。
When they asked again, "How is it that you see?"
他们再次问的时候，你为什么能怎么能看见的？
The man who was born blind said, "I don't know where this guy is from, but he made me see."
他就说，我也不知道这个人是从哪里来的，他就是让我能够看见了。
I want to read this because it's very good.
我要把这个念一下，因为这一段非常的精彩。
This is John 9:30. Here is his testimony to the Pharisees.
You can read first.
The man answered and said to them, "Well, here is an amazing thing that you do not know where he is from, and yet he opened my eyes."
Okay, John 9:30. Okay, 那是他说，他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他从哪里来，这真是奇怪。
And then verse 32, since the beginning of time, it has never been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind.
从创世以来，未曾听见有人把生来是瞎子的眼睛开了。
That was his testimony.
这是他的这个见证。
The characteristics of this style are clear communicators, interesting storytellers, and good listeners.
这种风格的传福音就是要善于沟通，然后很会讲故事，然后听的人也是要很善于聆听。
Again, I see this in many of you and our students.
我们在发现在你们中间有很多这样的人。
You have a story to be told.
每个人都有很多很精彩的故事可以讲给别人听。
And that story has changed other people's eternity.
这个故事能够永远的改变别人的生命。
So again, the six styles.
所以这里就是一共有这个六种风格。
The confrontational tutor, there's not a whole lot of those out there.
这个第一种就是冲突性的针锋相对性的，这个就是像彼得这样子，这样的人不是很多。
The second and third are intellectual and testimonial.
第二、第三种，这种理智型和见证分享型的。
And you can look forward to the next three next month.
下个月我会讲另外三种传福音的风格。
Let's end with this thought. Spiritually awakened and revived followers of Jesus share the good news with everyone around them.
我们就是来思考这一点，真正在灵里面觉醒并且复苏的。耶稣的跟随耶稣的人一定会把神的福音和周围的每一个人分享。
I know you will do that with your kindness and good work.
我想听你们的善心、你们的善行，你们都能够做这样的事。
I want to encourage you to share the gospel and call for a response.
我是不光是帮让你们看到你的善你们的善心和善行，也是能够通过这个让耶稣的信息给他们能够得到他们的回应。
As I close in prayer, I want us to think about one person the Lord puts on your heart.
当我们在下祷告的时候，我想你们每个人能够想起一个人是神把这个人放在你心上的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love for us.
天父，我们感谢你对我们的爱。
We thank you in that while we were still sinners, you loved us and died for us.
这个我们还在当做罪人的时候。